You can call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Maybe you want to guess something that might be on this list, or if you want to add to it, you're more than welcome to do so. The list that we're talking about this morning is tasks that nobody does anymore. A lot of it has to do because of, well, technology. There's no need to. You can do it an easier, simpler way. For example, does anybody actually memorize a phone number? I don't even know my wife's phone number. I don't know Lindsay's. I know it's like 616 because we're from like Grand Rapids, Michigan, but that's all I know.
I know my mom and my dad's, and that is it. But only because they've had the same cell phone number since when you had to memorize phone numbers. So that's why I know it. Otherwise, I wouldn't know it.
I know my old home phone, but that is like because I've known it my whole life as a kid. I haven't used it in years and years and years, but I still remember it.
I know our phone number, 833-JOE-ALEX.
All right, what is that without spelling it?
No clue.
Okay. No clue.
I want to hear you take a guess.
Yeah, go ahead. What is 833-JOE-ALEX without actually spelling it out?
I know there's a 5 in there somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
531 or something.
Ooh, you know what? We're going to stop. She might give out somebody else's phone number. It's 833-563-2539. Okay. What about this one? Using a phone book to find out a company to maybe do some work around your house. That is not even needed. You got your phone.
Googly
it. Selling your car like in your front yard, like putting a sign on it. Sure, you can still do that.
Yeah.
But people don't really do that. You put everything online.
You have to do that if you want to be your white trash king, though.
Well, what do you mean?
Like the white trash king of wherever you live, they like have things for sale in their front yard. Like you have to do that in order to keep that title.
I feel like the white trash king, because that would be me included, I feel like they've moved on and they now put things on Craigslist with really good descriptions or trades. Yeah, like, hey, we'll trade for a pack of Mountain Dew.
Facebook Marketplace.
And some Wintergreen Skull.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
I mean, not saying you're not up on your stuff, but
good
you
point.
Seem to be slipping over here. Let's see. How about this? Figuring out math in your head. I never do that.
I've never done that.
I use my... Even in school, I'm like, let me use my calculator.
No, I use my fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me see you do your math real quick. Alex.
Like, if you say 9 minus 4, I do not know what that is
5.
Unless I do my hands.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I am horrible at math. I swear to God, like, I have, like, a third grade level of math. Like, I don't even know how to do long division or long multiplication or whatever. Three-digit multiplication.
Can you guys tell time by the hands on a clock? I just saw,
yes.
Of Jimmy Kimmel a bit with this.
No.
How bad it was. You can't?
Like, it takes me a really long time.
No, I can do that.
I remember being in elementary school. Did you have, like, the big yellow clock? It was like the practice clock where you learned that one.
Here's the thing. People don't buy those types of clocks anymore in your home, so your kids aren't learning on them because you have everything is digital. Your phone, your iPad, and then like the stove and the microwave. People don't have alarm clocks, and they don't have real clocks in the living room.
Hey, Kristen, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You wanted to comment on something we already talked about, and that has to do with phone numbers. Do you memorize them, or are you kind of struggle like the rest of us?
I know everyone in my family's phone number. I guess it's because before we had to memorize them, or when we had to memorize them, I know my mom, my aunt, my grandma's, my boyfriend's number. I guess just I'm scared of being stuck somewhere and I don't have my phone.
I want
to be able to call.
Do you remember, Kristen, your ex's phone numbers too? Like, do you memorize those? Or are you able to clear those from your mind?
I'm really good at the memorizing small numbers and stuff like that. So I've always not had a problem. If someone gives me a number and I don't write it down, I can still remember it later.
Wow, that's impressive.
Because there's 10 digits. Is there a way that you break it down? How do you do it like quickly, or how do you learn that?
I'll usually say it to myself a couple of times, and then I'll usually try to think of like if there's numbers that I know, like, oh, that's my birthday numbers, or oh, that's this month of the year or something. If there's any kind of little trick to remember, I'll use that.
My dad is so weird with this.
Thanks, Kristen.
My dad has memorized every single phone number he's ever had.
Wow.
I do not know how he does this, but he'll know like his home phone number from when he was a kid. If I say, Dad, like, what's the phone number for the house that you and Mom lived at in 1990? He'll tell me. What was the number for your work in 1994? He'll tell me. Like, it's insane. He never forgets.
All right, some other things here. These are tasks that nobody does anymore. Make a photo album. You really don't. Like, I don't even have a photo album of our wedding. We need to get something like that made. We still have all the photos. I feel like back in the day, wasn't it cool? You'd go get them printed out like 4x6, and you'd put them in there, and you'd have all your memories. And who does it anymore?
Nobody.
Speaking of things, remember when like we could download music and make mix like CDs? You could bring like a mixtape. Yeah.
No, you just make a playlist for somebody now and send it to them on Spotify.
It's so different. Did you guys ever, I remember my parents did this and I was a little too young, but call a movie theater to find out what times the movies were playing. Like, please, can we go tonight? Please, can we go tonight?
I never remember doing that.
Oh, I did that.
Live the Web Girl is like probably the youngest on the show, but you never did that? Your parents never did that?
The only reason why I know that was even a thing was because there was a Seinfeld episode about it. But even when like the Seinfeld episode, I was like, no one actually did that. Yeah. And like my parents were like, no, that was like a real thing.
Yep.
These are kind of similar. Watch things live as they happen. Like you don't have to unless you want to. And then back in the day, like, you know, record your favorite programs. Like I remember recording things on VHS. Like, I thought that was so cool before TiVo or anything.
We did that.
We are so spoiled.
We, like, recorded over all of our, like, home videos to, like, record Disney Channel movies.
Hey, it's Olivia's first birthday. You know what? I want to watch the Bambi movie. And a final couple of things right here. Looking up the spelling of a word in the dictionary, I just type it out and I know it's wrong. And usually I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Exactly.
It'll, like, autocorrect. That's why I'm so stupid. Then also using a phone booth to make a phone call. I know a few times in my life I did, but I guarantee, like, Liv, have you ever used a phone booth?
Never in my life.
I haven't either.
That's why, like, Maroon 5 payphone, that song will not stand the test of time. Sorry, Adam Levine, just ain't gonna happen. And finally, carry cash. I have cash on me, but it's only because I have to go deposit it. Like, I never carry cash anywhere I go. Back in the day, probably everybody had a lot of cash on them, at least some.
Yeah, well, it depends on your profession, I think.
If I have cash on me, then I spend it like it's Monopoly money. Like, I don't think it's real money. Like, I'm so, like, more likely to spend it on stupid things. I'm like, oh, this isn't real.
I'm just the opposite of you. Like, with my debit card, I'm like, swipe, 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 swipe. Oh. I don't even think about it.
Cash. That's what I do. I always play that game. I just close my eyes. I never check my bank account, and I just swipe and hope it works.
It's like, is there money left? No, absolutely not.